fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you Full Circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech athletics.
Patan, he'll shoot, score!
Here's the serve. Calhoun setting it in the middle. Block!
For Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Now, here's your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Thanks a lot, Mitch Lake. We are talking Huskies Drive Time here for the next 30 minutes. Nothing but Michigan Tech sports. Wes Fromm is in our studio, too. Good morning, Wes.
Good morning.
It is another big week of Michigan Tech sports coming up. A big weekend, and we're ready to talk about it. Lots of stuff going on.
Yeah, absolutely. We're kind of wrapping up that fall crossover season. We do have one fall sport still going on. That's volleyball. They'll be in action in the GLIAC tournament coming up on Wednesday. I guess that's tomorrow down at Ferris State, and we'll have Coach Jennings on here in a little bit, we hope. And obviously, big weekend for the football team. They finish up with a 40-point win down at Lake Erie, 63-23, the final score there. And
I mean, you were there. We listened to it. Were we expecting that? I mean, that was unbelievable.
I knew that we were going to score points. I didn't know we were going to score that many points. And our defense did a nice job.
Because they score a lot of points.
They've scored a lot of points. They put 54 up on Wayne State the previous week. So, you know, I was a little nerve-wracking going in based on that. And, you know, that first 10 minutes of the game was a little nerve-wracking because they scored, you know, they had two touchdowns with four offensive plays. So we were obviously worried about their big playability, but our defense did a great job of buckling down and really not giving them a whole lot of anything the rest of the game. I think they scored again in the fourth quarter, kind of in garbage time there. And, pretty much, you know, we dominated the line of scrimmage and ran at will. We had 400 and some rushing yards in the game, 600 yards of total offense. I mean, it was, not a whole lot than Coach Yeider's playbook that wasn't working offensively. So I know a lot of guys had great games, and we were teasing Ryan Van Gotham, our punter. He was the only guy that didn't get in the game. So that's a lot of miles to drive to not get to play at all. But it was obviously a great day, a great way to end the season, great for our seniors to go out that way. And 7-3, what a great year. Unfortunately, it wasn't good enough to get in the playoffs.
No, but like you mentioned during your broadcast, that you know, that has gotten some teams in the past.
It has, and there is a 7-3 team in a different region.
Is that right?
In the playoffs this year.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, that just shows you that 7-3 can get you in if the right things happen. It just didn't happen for us this year. In fact, there's a couple 8-2 teams that didn't get in to our region. So, even if we had beaten Ashland, would have made things interesting, but I still, I don't know if we get in. So it is what it is. It's a bummer. You know, the schedule kind of hurt us a little bit playing all three of those big games on the road and
very close together
and right back to back. And then we had a week off and then another one. So, yeah. But at the same time, I think, Coach Curley was happy. Good season, obviously, 7 out of 10. That's great.
Undefeated
at
home.
Better than two-thirds and undefeated at home. We had a lot of close games. It was an exciting year. So overall, a great way to finish the season for them. Good to see that. And obviously, we got basketball underway on the same day on Saturday. The women's basketball team, big win over UMD. And I guess they were pretty depleted injury-wise. I think they only had seven players available.
Yeah, that's
so
it.
But at the same time, a win's a win, and we'll take it, and a good way to start the year. And they'll head on the road down to Concordia here this weekend and still undecided on those game times based on, other teams are having the same issues we have with that crossover. You know, they've talked to their SID, potentially they've got five events in their gym on the same day. They've got men's basketball with a single game, two women's basketball games, and then they could add into the mix two volleyball matches. So he could have a very long day, and I would expect that to happen. They're the number one team in the country. So it is it's a busy weekend. The men's basketball team gets their season underway on Thursday, and obviously more hockey. They finally step out of conference in a series that a lot of people have been waiting for, Dirk, with that series down at Michigan State. So
yep. All right, we'll talk all about it when we return. It's Huskies Drive Time on Mix 93.